This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You should know, I got scolded by the wife during the break. Chris, I didn't tell you. I was telling Michael about it. I got one of the eye-rolling little emoji things that chicks always send. And she said, I would actually like to hear your callers finish their thoughts. Sorry, princess. I'm going to do better from now on. All right. Yeah, I am, Chris. I'm going to focus. I'm going to do better. So when I get to these calls, I need you to do good so I can do good. Don't make my worst instincts come out. All right. Don't make it happen. Did you hear Fetterman? It really does suck that Oz sucks so bad because, man, Fetterman.
It's such the most important race.
Sorry. I need to say this again. I need to say this really quickly. This is unedited. We did not edit this. This is unedited. The pauses on my life, I haven't stopped it. I haven't adjusted it. This is an adult human being that may very well be a United States senator.
It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey. Oh, no. Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle.
He's doing well. Well, speaking of medicines, all right, well, let's get to this real fast. Old Joe Biden screwed up everything he's ever touched in his life, but don't you worry. He's going to cure cancer.
We know we can change the trajectory. For example, to prevent cancers, scientists are exploring whether mRNA vaccine technology that brought us safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines could be used to stop cancer cells when they first arise.
Whew, that's a load off. Pfizer's on the job. Thank goodness they killed it last time. All right, I'm going to say this. Go right to the point. You hear me? No small talk. Don't make me give you the hook. The wife will get mad. Gary, St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse, I'm going to throw a Patriot bombshell into the BS of the socialists nationwide and worldwide. On September 17th is U.S. Constitution Day, the day that General George Washington signed the Constitution. And I think we ought to get together starting at 1 p.m. across the country. On the hour, we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and also sing the national anthem and other patriotic songs. And people could just start meeting at 1 o'clock at churches, libraries, county courthouses, schools, city parks, businesses.
Red Lobster.
And generally making a visual effect of...
Okay. Sherry, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, a few moments back, you mentioned what people will look like in the future.
I say they'll have huge eyes from being in the dark, long spindly fingers from playing games and being on social media, gray skin from those 20 to 50 COVID booster shots, lack of sun and real food, and long spindly muscleless legs and arms and big fat heads.
Well, they need to just get on some chalk if that's the case. Troy, Colorado, go.
Hey, you ruined our lives with your Jesse Kelly burger. We have to have it every Thursday. You did talk about your combination sloppy Joe and hot dog. All right, so here's the new test, Jesse. Okay. What do you do with your tacos?
Okay, what do I do with my tacos? One, I eat soft tacos because I'm not a child. They have this thing now. Part of the beauty of living in Texas is the Mexican food. We have tons of Mexicans here because the country used to belong, the state used to belong to them. It's just there's so much Mexican history and Texas history together that the cultures have merged. You should know there's like no tension between the white community and Latino community here in Texas. It's all just one big merge. I say that to tell you this. What I'm about to tell you may not be available everywhere, but it is available here, and you should check your grocery store. They sell packages now. Part of the greatness of Texas Mexican food is you go back to any of the kitchens, and I know a couple of buddies who manage a couple of these restaurants. You go back to the kitchens. They're not pulling your tortillas. Tortillas, Chris. What? You don't habla. They don't pull your tortillas out of a plastic bag. You know who's making your tortillas? A bunch of older Mexican women. They always have a team of two or three Mexican women out there making tortillas as you order them. Here in Texas, in the grocery store, they sell packages. It's in a special section. They have to be refrigerated. They sell packages of half-cooked tortillas. Half-cooked. They're all flat. I mean, it looks just like a tortilla, but you need to just throw a little butter or bacon grease, depending on whether or not your wife is looking, in the pan, and you simply that's the sound that makes in the frying pan, Chris. You make a flour tortilla right there and set it aside. I'll make piles of them for breakfast because I'm getting ready to make a breakfast taco. And then my little meathead sons will come put their grubby little fingers all over my pile and they'll eat my pile down before I can ever get to it. So I have to wait till they're full. But they're absolutely incredible. That is the key to making a good taco. Now, beyond that, I don't really have a solution for tacos other than I don't put lettuce in it. I don't put tomato in it. It's not a freaking salad. You want to put some onions in there or jalapenos in there, that's totally fine. But it's not a salad. The taco is about the meat, the cheese, and the sauce. Whether that's a salsa or a spicy ranch, maybe you're going crazy. You've had spicy ranch, Chris. Or maybe go crazy, put a queso in there. Let's go nuts, right? Let's go nuts. How else are we going to habla if we don't immerse ourselves in the culture? Chris, you don't understand.
Buenas tardes.
That's what I have to say to you. Doug, Virginia, go.
Yes, I have a quotation here from G.K. Chesterton that goes to the point you keep making about the Republicans being so weak or ineffective or whatnot. And the quotation reads, "The whole modern world has divided itself into conservatives and progressives. The business of progressives is to go on making mistakes. The business of the conservatives is to prevent the mistakes from being corrected." I think that's capital. It's about where we are.
Chesterton was so good. He had so many. Have you ever read any of GK? He has more great one-liners. I'm telling you, that guy reminds me of me. Cliff, Pennsylvania, go.
I'm following laughter. A 30,000-foot view of all the rabbit holes you're describing as the story that your last caller just made as well. You can see the way they've changed, you know, over for somebody old enough to go through generation, you know, 50 or 60, 70, 80s, how things have changed and how they, you know, the woke people out there, how the changes along the advertising and all that. I know it sounds conspiracy theory. Conspiratorial, but it's basically, if you look at it like a movie, you can see the way, you know, from the 70s, 80s, the little nudges, and not only the words, but the definitions.
Oh, You know, this is something people, a lot of people have talked about, so I don't want to act like I'm breaking some news here on this. But the mastery and, frankly, takeover of language is critically important. It's one of the things that communists have done so well. I still make this mistake, too. I'll use words that they use because it's just a word that's become so common, I'll use it. We had I think it was somebody emailed the show, maybe called in, and said, hey, you shouldn't use the word fossil fuels. That's their word. I've always been using that word without even realizing I was using their words. Remember this. Remember when the online dictionaries you would know, you know, Merriam-Webster and those, remember when they changed the definition of vaccine? Do you remember they changed the definition of recession? They simply own the language. And because they've worked their way into the leadership, it's not that they're in every organization. It's not that these people exist. That would be okay. They run them all now. So you see Visa merging with the government to make a de facto gun registry with your gun purchases. You say, man, this has to stop. Who's going to stop it? If the GOP states don't join together to stop this stuff, then it doesn't ever stop. All right. Now, I am going to address this Putin thing before I get back to the 877-377-4373 phone calls. But do remember, you do get bonus points for one thing on this show when you call in. If you call in on a Pure Talk phone, I'm not going to judge you if you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile because I've had all three of those. I know what it's like to fund people who hate my guts. And the worst part is your cell phone bill. You probably pay it automatically every month. You probably have your credit card signed up for it. And so automatically, you send an automatic payment to communists who hate your guts every single month. Pure Talk doesn't. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number. Or they have great deals on new phones. But it takes you less than 10 minutes on the phone. Less than 10 minutes to switch. And you'll save a fortune. My bill got cut in half. Right now, they're even giving away a month free for my listeners. What's the reason you haven't switched? Dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, you switch over during the break. Dial #250, say, Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. It's been a rambunctious night. One of the things I've talked about before about the climate change death cultists is this, and I'm not being over the top. It should be viewed as a threat to national security. And you want to talk about all these MAGA Republicans, Donald Trump's an enemy of the state. No, going green is a threat to national security, and the elites who push it are enemies of the state. And it goes beyond just the death and loss of life. I got a kick out of this one. Putin's strategy to weaponize winter. This is from The Hill. In case you're not keeping up on things, I understand the Russia-Ukraine thing is in the forefront of everyone's mind, but we need to pay attention to what's going on with the gas, the natural gas markets. Europe has long, long, long prided itself on being ahead of us when it comes to going green. Get rid of that nuclear plan. Ah, coal, how disgusting. Now look at us, we need windmills and solar panels. Trump even warned Germany. There's a video out there, it's a hilarious video of Trump warning Germany, you guys are screwing yourselves here, what are you doing? And they laughed at him. Yeah, who looks stupid now, Germany? Anyway, they've long prided themselves on going green, all while importing gas, importing energy from Russia in order to help, in order to supplement, because the technology is not there for solar panels and wind to power modern industrial nations. It does not exist yet. Maybe it will one day. It does not exist yet. So what happens when Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine and the world gets mad at him about it? And they all join one big effort to try to whip Vladimir Putin back into Russia. And Vladimir Putin turns off the gas spigot. Oh, but then Russia would starve. Nope. You see, that's the thing. Vladimir Putin has been for some time and is ramping this up now, joining in an alliance with China, Iran. They're involved in Venezuela. No. He went and found new friends. Now, this isn't about Russia, Ukraine, gas, Putin, Europe. It's about this. Going green because it's a fantasy, doesn't exist. There's no such thing as man-made climate change, and you can't go green either. You just carve out gigantic lithium mines in the earth. You can't. There's no such thing as going green. But if you make an effort to do it and you take away the fuels that actually work as of right now, you are making yourself an easy target to these dictators overseas who don't have any time for that nonsense. China's building a coal plant a day. China is going to be a beacon of light energy-wise as they put coal plant after coal plant after coal plant up. Do you have any idea how hard they're laughing every time they see some stupid going green movement here? They know. People say, well, China's going to invade. Jesse, China's going to invade. Going to invade? Why would they need to invade? Why would you need to invade when America is busy destroying itself without firing a shot? And once our supply chains are completely destroyed, once our way of life continues to go downhill because we've taken all the energy away, they'll just simply come by us as they've been doing for a long time. China doesn't need to fire a shot here. As long as the going green people run our energy policy, and they do in both parties, by the way, both parties. You can see Republicans across the country, including here in Texas, talking about reducing carbon. We can reduce carbon, guys. Bunch of sellout losers. That's the stated energy policy of America, is going green. Overseas, they're laughing at us. It's a huge threat to national security. Huge. Seth, St. Louis, go, boss.
You know, I'm going to go on that Israel trip. And the first thing I'm going to do is ask your kids politely, what car does their daddy drive?
Seth, poor Seth has been asking for a year. Seth, you know what? I won't even tell him to lie. If you show up on the Israel trip, ask the meathead kids. They'll think it's hilarious anyway. They'll tell you exactly what it is. All right, you want to know what my midlife crisis car is? You can find out on the Israel trip, all right? Leah in Pennsylvania, go.
Yes, hi. Since the NCAAs, this is Leah Thomas. My times have gone down. They're slower than the pool than they've been in the past. You said there's chalk.
Oh, I accidentally hung up the phone on the guy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's not right. I missed the joke. I totally missed the joke. Tony in Tennessee, go.
Hey, just want to mention another name that I'm so sick of seeing every time I turn around, and that's that blowhard Newt Gingrich. You know, but I remember, I'm old enough to remember back in the 80s when he had the contract with America. And they controlled the Senate, the Congress, all that. They did nothing with term limits, and we desperately need that.
You know what happens, and this is the norm. This is very, very normal. It's human nature, communist and otherwise, to look back on something great that happened in the past or something good even that happened in the past and make it better. We all do this. We all do this. This is human nature. I do it. Look, I do it with my kids. Hey, I'm back in my day, right? If you're not old enough to have them yet, trust me, you will in yours. It was better back then. We do this with political figures, too. We look back on any political figure of ours that held any amount of power back in the day, and we hold them up too long, long past their prime. I don't know what he's talking about Newt Gingrich. I haven't seen Newt Gingrich in ages, but apparently he's still out there somewhere doing something. Who knows what that is? Newt's one of those guys. I actually sat in an office with Newt one time. Brilliant human being with brilliant people around him. In his office, he's just one of these people that has to write everything down. His office walls, his walls are whiteboards. So at any moment, he can take a marker. He's got the markers all over. He can take a marker and turn around and just start writing things down. What, Chris? Chris, paper isn't near as fun as... Look, you don't understand artistic stuff, Chris, like I do. You know, the Kellys, we're very, very artistic around here. But look, he's one of those people, has to visualize things. Glenn Beck has done that to great effect for years. The chalkboard, remember how big the chalkboard was when Beck first started doing it? We're all used to getting lessons from Glenn at this point in time on the chalkboard. But man, when it first came out, it was like revolutionary. And it just visual aids, Chris. Visual aids. All right. We have more open white racism. We'll get to some emails. Maybe even take another call or two. 877-377-4373.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Keeps on turning. I don't know,
baby. Oh, I'm a cult of personality. It is the Jesse Kelly. What is this, Chris? This is not... I was going to hate on it. It's not bad. What is this? By Living Color. I couldn't remember. What? I'm just supposed to know that off the top of my head. See, you're so used to me having this huge brain that retains what, Chris? That retains all this information. You think I know everything. And I mean, for the most part, that's true. But there are some things I don't know. There are some things I don't know. I still can't get over Biden. Man alive. How scummy is the government big pharma connection at this point in time? Biden gives some idiotic speech today about how he's going to cure cancer, which he's absolutely not going to do. And boy, wouldn't you know it? He found the solution.
We know we can change the trajectory. For example, to prevent cancers, scientists are exploring whether mRNA vaccine technology that brought us safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines could be used to stop cancer cells when they first arise.
The vaccine, if you still want to call it that, that's fine. If you took it, that's fine. Maybe you're a huge fan. But the vaccine didn't do anything they told you it was going to do in the beginning. Remember, they told you it was going to stop. It was going to prevent the spread. It's going to prevent the spread. Okay, it won't prevent the spread, but it'll keep you from getting COVID.
It can't do that either, but
look, just take it, okay, and go out and get 25 boosters. They're now going to bring you the same technology and tell you it cures cancer. Oh gosh, that's rich. Who decides Which books are purchased? This is an email in case you didn't know. Which books are purchased and displayed at public libraries? No doubt our enemies, those who may not be mentioned. Listen, I've explained this before. I'm going to explain it again because I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning more and more every day. And as I become more of an activist, especially when it comes to this event or that event and local politics, because remember, local is where we can win. We have all this national stuff that we're totally screwed on. But locally, statewide, there's so much we can do. The more you dig in, the more you figure this out. You can have, let's say you have 1,000 people in your town. And maybe you're in rural Alabama. So you're red. You have this blood red town. And you like your blood red town, understandably. It's the kind of place where you wave to people going down the street. People know each other's name. You stop and help strangers. The kind of life that people want to live. People want to live that kind of life. You're a close town. All blood red. Communist moves to town for work. He doesn't look at your town of 1,000 people and say to himself, oh, man, dang, this kind of sucks. We're totally outnumbered here. I'm just politically out of step with all these people. Shoot, you know what? We should move along. Let's go to a blue place. This is too red. He doesn't think like that. You know what he looks at your town and thinks? I wonder where the keys to power are in this town. Is it the mayor? Maybe it's not the mayor. You know what? Wait a minute. The mayor does have some power. You know what I'll do? I'll run for office. Only I'll run as no party. I'll say I have no party. This has actually happened right now in Boise. We talked about the Boise drag event. Guy ran no party. Gets himself elected full-blown communist. He'll run for mayor. Or maybe it's not mayor. You know what? That's too sexy, even for your small town. What's he run for? What's he get appointed to? Find a way to get into? City manager. Maybe he runs the parks department. Let me ask you a question. And I want you to be totally honest with yourself. You don't have to be honest with me. Just lie to me. That's all that matters. Who runs the parks department in your city or town? Chris just shaking his head. He has no idea. I do politics for 4 hours a day. 3 on radio, 1 on TV. My show's on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern every night. I've been involved in my city politics. I've actually called the parks department before, and I can't tell you the name of the guy who run or lady who runs the parks. Guess what? The communist gets to your town, and that's the first thing he's doing. Okay, who runs what? Who runs the parks? He doesn't have to run 1,000 conservatives out of his town. He has to get to the parks department in a position of power, and then before you know it, you got drag shows for kids and your blood red town in Alabama and you're all looking around. Look, I've gone through this. You're all looking around saying, what happened? How did that happen? This is a red area. The communist gets to your area and seeks the positions of power. He makes sure he is the gatekeeper, which is why we have to become so much better about local politics. This email was about librarians, but even that's, look, name me one librarian in your town. One. Could you even pick one out of a lineup of two people? The communist gets to town, and he doesn't think like that. The communist looks at the local library, something you've driven by 1,000 times. You've never stopped in. He drives by the local library, and he thinks, oh, man. There are lots of kids that go through there. I bet if I get in there as a librarian, I bet I can put some kids' books in there about going trans and making sure your kid knows he's gay at the age of 7. I bet I can warp a lot of young minds if I get in there now. You don't even look at the local library. I don't even look at the local library. The communist, he can't take his eyes off it. It might as well be a wounded baby deer and he's the wolf. He's sitting there licking his chops. That's what I mean when I say we're dealing with professionals, and we are going to have to work on that. We are going to have to work as if we are the amateurs who need to play catch up, and they're the professionals because they are. It's not our fault. You wanted to live your life, take care of your family, go to work, live life and prosper. All you want to do all these things. He just simply had an entirely different set of values, and he serves an entirely different God than you do. And he serves devoutly. To his credit, His God of death and destruction, he is devout. Dear Jesse, I've been clean off shooting meth. I know it's a kid-friendly show, but it's been rough. I got a good job. Haven't had a day off in over 2 months. Been working at the same company for almost 7 years, and I have felt the best I have had for probably 20 years. I got money put away. I have cats as company to keep me right. I don't expect you to read this, but sometimes the smallest things keep a person going. You make my day. I listen to you while I'm at work. You're a good, arrogant person, which shows confidence. I fear my kids won't live in the country I grew up in and love. Listen, thank you for what you do. That's not a small thing. If you were hooked on drugs and now you've cleaned yourself up, you were an alcoholic and now you've cleaned yourself up, that's the most important thing we'll talk about all night tonight, probably all week on the show. Don't you ever come at me with, that's a small thing. Brother, that's everything. Keep on going. And don't be ashamed about things you've screwed up in the past. Lord knows I've screwed up enough of them myself. Jesse, last week a black guy in my home state of Michigan went into Burger King and assaulted two black teenage girls because some soda ran down the side of his truck and got on his hands. One of them currently has her jaw wired shut and has cracked teeth. The other was body slammed on her head by a man twice her size. Today, the county prosecuting attorney said no charges will be filed against this monster. Michigan is a blue-purple state. You're right when you say that it isn't just happening in New York and California. Move if you can. Fortify if you already have. This gets worse from here. As the Soros prosecutors turn more of them loose and refuse to charge them, if you're in a blue area, you're just going to have to either learn to live with this level of violence or get out. And if I sound desperate when I talk about this, I'll be frank, it's because I'm a parent. I hear stories like this and I think about my sons. And I think, what if I lived in Philadelphia and that happened to my son? Just the anguish I would feel. It would kill me. All right, got headlines I didn't get to. Maybe get a quick phone call or two. I'm not sure. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's just... Joe Biden's going to use Pfizer to cure cancer. We're doing great. Oh, gosh. That's real quick. Paul, New Hampshire, go, boss.
Hi. Yeah, the biggest conundrum in America today is corporate fascist medicine. And fascism is whatever he's suffering under. It's an internal invasion of multiple times insertion of technologies that combined with 5G frequencies and whatever else modulation they can get going. Unforeseen consequences. Yes, let's see.
Paul, what are you doing tonight?
Listening to you, Jesse.
My man. Oh, speaking of medicine and pharma, I've been talking about this for a while now. Vet your doctor, and you don't have to trust your doctor. In fact, you should probably be more proactive, and I should too. I'm pointing at myself about taking more ownership of your personal health. Part of that is the air you breathe. I just got this from the wife during the break. It's from our local newscast, the local ABC 13 guy here. Apparently, the air quality is flat out rated unhealthy right here, where I'm breathing in right now. The ragweed in the air, high. Grass and mold, high. UV index, high. Please buy an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The air you breathe is kind of important to your overall health. I own 3 of them. If you get one, I will tell you, you'll be mad at yourself for not getting more, but do whatever you can do. Get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's just this little black box. It plugs in the outlet. You hardly ever know it's there. They're miracles. They clean your air the way nature does after a thunderstorm. No filter to replace. They're cleaning their air. You'll smell it in an hour. You'll smell how clean your house is or office, wherever you are. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3 gets you a three-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3. All right? Go. A couple emails before I get to headlines here. Jesse, when you were talking about Mitch McConnell, it occurred to me why Liz Cheney flipped. Who was her father? She, the deep state. She's representing the queen of the deep state. Look, Trump was such a radical shift away from what the GOP had become. The GOP had become, under the Bush Cheneys, such a huge neocon, invade everywhere kind of party. That's what the party just was. You know, Department of Homeland Security didn't start under Carter, right? And all that came from Bush. And then Trump came along, and I will always be convinced that Trump's foreign policy was a huge part of why he was so hated. One, he thought trade deals should be renegotiated. And two, Trump thought all this invade everywhere, all the time stuff was crazy, which he was 100% right about. But when you say that, you're essentially taking a dump all over the entire life's work. That's Bush's legacy. That's Cheney's legacy. The Bush-Cheney legacy is Iraq and Afghanistan. And as time has gone on, that legacy has looked worse and worse and worse and worse. I remember when Bush was president, we used to say, I'm sure I said it too, history will look back more kindly on him. No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will at all. And Trump was such a radical shift from that they just hate each other. And oh man, you can absolutely bet that's a big, big reason why Liz Cheney has such an axe to grind with Donald Trump. Plus, keep in mind, a lot of people may not realize this. The Cheneys are massively wealthy. They have, Chris, he was Halliburton, if memory serves me, but the Cheneys are massively wealthy. I know they used to do this back in the day. I don't know if they still did. I never got one of these invites, but they would invite political candidates into some mansion they had in the mountains of Wyoming. I believe Jackson Hole was where it was. I don't remember where it was. I think it was Wyoming, if I remember right. And hold these huge high-dollar political fundraisers. So we're dealing with people who don't have to worry about a job in Congress, and they don't have to worry about money, and we're dealing with people who are used to being power brokers. And understand this about some of the older Bush-Cheney types and writers and things like that on the news you don't like. Understand this. Understand it well. They were running the club, and it was a good club. Everyone wants to be in the good club. It's the place where all the cool people hang out. Oh, look, they got a good chicken finger. Oh, look, the drinks are free. Whatever. Everyone wants to be in the good club. The person who hates the good club the most, it's not the guy who can't get in. It's the guy who was in and got kicked out. And now he's not allowed back in. That guy hates the club more than anybody else. You see a ton of that. Chris said they're worth $150 million. Yeah, I told you. You see a ton of that with the old school writers and pundits and those types. The guys you still see out there talking about the great men and women of the FBI, that's that era, and it's fading away. It just is. That's how it goes.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Democrats pushed their U.S. Senate nominee in South Carolina to quit after racist remarks about white people. Quote, "My district is slightly Republican and heavily white. I'm no stranger to white people. I'm from a mostly white town. And let me tell you one thing. You ought to know who you're dealing with. Like, you got to treat them like beep." That's the other. Well, look, that's become institutionalized in this country. That's become totally acceptable. If she even does quit her race, she will walk right into a job writing for the New York Times. Crapping on white people is something people do, and they make a ton of money doing it and have for a very long time in this country. Montana adopts permanent block on birth certificate changes for trans people. Did your state do that? Move to a red state. Like I said, there's a ton of state power, and there are states out there using their power right now to combat this insanity. Hillary uses the anniversary of 9/11 to bash American extremists. I've said it 100 times before. I'll say it 100 more times. If you asked these modern Democrats in power and you told that, well, if you told them they had to drop a nuclear weapon on one city on the planet, any city they wanted, but they had to drop it, every single one of them would drop a nuclear weapon on Red America. Without hesitation, they all would. Biden quietly loosens tech export rules to the Chinese communist firms just days after Hawaii's lobbyist brother joins the White House. That's just what we know about him joining the White House. Who do you think he's meeting with every weekend in Delaware? He flies home to Delaware every weekend. There's no requirement to keep logs for who Joe Biden meets with. Oh, yeah, Chris, on top of his medication to make sure he's fully functional for the next week, what do you think he's doing over there? All right. You can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats. You can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.